This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes that I hope that you'll spend thinking about the God of Heaven who is your Creator, who is the revealer of His sacred word, the Bible, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, who therefore gave each one of us a way out of the eternal punishment which we all deserve by the power of the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, which was shed on Calvary and later offered in heaven at the throne of God. We've been talking for the past several times about what I would do if I were the devil, based upon 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, which says that we should be sober and watchful because our adversary the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And upon other such passages as 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, in which Paul says of the devil that we are not ignorant of his devices. And then further in 2 Corinthians 11 verses 13 to 15, which indicates that even the devil himself, since he leads other men to fashion themselves as angels of light, fashions himself as one. It is therefore clear that men can mislead others while pretending to be followers of Christ. And we therefore urge you to take your Bible and read for yourself and check up on everything that you hear, even what you hear on this broadcast. We have pointed out that the two basic aims of the devil must be classified as follows. Number one, he will try, first of all, to keep you from becoming a Christian. But if he fails in that, he will not give up. Even after you become a Christian, he will still be after you, trying to persuade you to live the unfaithful life, that you fail to live the faithful life that you should as a Christian. Now back to the first point. What will the devil do in trying to persuade you not to become a Christian? Well, all he would need to do to accomplish that is to just persuade you not to believe in God. Because obviously, as the Bible teaches, you cannot become a Christian without believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." He's saying there that unless you believe that He's the Son of God, you will die in your sins and you will suffer eternal punishment. In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, the Bible says, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." So you see, we cannot be saved if we do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And therefore, if you do not believe in God, you cannot believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So, if the devil can just persuade you not to believe in God, that's all he needs to accomplish in your case. He will have assured that you will be lost forever. And we've pointed out that sometimes this is accomplished by persuading men that the whole question of God is a nonsensical one. That the statement God does exist is neither true nor false, but simply nonsensical. It has no meaning. And if he fails in that, he will then try to persuade you that even though you hold that it is a meaningful statement to say God does exist, that you will hold that it's false, that you have evidence because of pain and sin and suffering in this world that the great God of the Bible does not exist. But suppose the devil cannot succeed in that, that you reject atheism, you reject positivism. He does not give up. He will then try to persuade you to hold to agnosticism. That is, to hold that while the statement God does exist is a meaningful statement, that it does make sense, and that it is either true or false, that the evidence available is simply not sufficient to enable any person to know whether it is true or false. And so, you see, agnosticism winds you up in much the same place as even does atheism. You're really not a great deal better off. Men such as David Hume, who would lead the world to hold that they cannot really know that God exists, has been tremendously influential for several centuries in the college and universities not only of Europe but America and around the world. And so we plead with you today to think about the tactic of the devil to try to persuade you to simply say to yourself, "Well, I cannot know whether God really does exist or not." Because you can. The evidence of yourself, the evidence of your own body, the marrow of your heart, your cardiovascular system, your lungs and your heart, your eyes, your other precious organs of your body are proof that God does exist, that He is the Creator of man. But our time's gone for today. I want you to know sincerely that I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of this topic. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.